Okay, going back to the halacha that we find in the Mishnah of Hakol Marichim, the Mishnah stated, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. So the Gemara wants to know now, what is the Chiddush of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim? Says the Gemara, Pshita, why in the world would you think that this is a mitzvah of Erechim, which is limited only to one group? This Mishnah is coming to be Marbe Kohanim because there would be a Havamini, there would be an exception on Kohanim based on Ben Bukhri. What is Ben Bukhri? Ben Bukhri is talking about a different halacha which relates to Machtus HaShekel. The process of a carbon sibur that was brought in Beis HaMikdash, so Gans Klal Yisrael had to bring Machtus HaShekel, and then from the coins that were brought, they did a Haromas HaLishke. Several times a year they would make a Haroma, and the fact that they were Merim it is similar to like Truma. When you take Truma, so Truma is not just the Truma, Truma is on the whole Tevel, right? Truma affects the whole tevel that you're taking it from, so the Aromas HaLishka was the same. When you took coins out of the general Lishka, it was considered as though anybody who put money into the Lishka was part of those Korbanis. So in a sense, it was a way of unifying Gans Klal Yisrael, the Korbanis. So the Shaila was whether Kohanim have to contribute, are allowed to contribute, have to contribute to this Machzah Shekel. So, he said, "Hey, Ben Bukhri b'Yavne, kol koyin sheshoikel eini choyte." If a koyin donates a machzah shekel, he's not called a choyte. He's not a choyte. Amalei Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai loykein elo kol koyin sheshoikel sheini shekel choyte. So obviously, there's a machlokes between Ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai that Ben Bukhri holds that a coin is potter from Machzis HaShekel, and Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai holds a coin is chai from Machzis HaShekel. And that's really the main crux of what the Gemara is trying to say, that if a coin is potter from Machzis HaShekel, maybe he should also be potter from Erech. That's basically what the Gemara is getting. The Gemara says, Elo shekahanim dor shemikra zela atzmon v'chol menchas coin kol ti eloi seyochel. The kahanim themselves who don't give Machzis HaShekel, mistakenly are making their own drosha, and they're saying that since we know that a minchas koyen is not allowed to be eaten, minchas koyen is kol, minchas koyen is like an oila, can only be totally consumed in a mizbeach, so they held that they can't contribute, because by them contributing to the machzis HaShekel, it's automatically now becoming part of the lishka, and now any carbon that's brought is considered like their money is part of that purchase. Now the mincha can't be eaten. And since the mincha satzibur, like shtei alechem and korban ha'omer, is eaten, so it's going to be a problem. So therefore they hold it, and there's no way to separate it. Because as I explained, whenever you do haroma, that automatically unites Gans Klal Yisrael, whoever contributed. That's the mistake that they make. V'chol minchas koyim kol oti eloi seyoch. Since the lechem aponim is going to belong to us if we contribute, how can they be eaten? That's their mistake. Now the Gemara doesn't qualify why that sounds like a great chap. Their line of reasoning sounds correct. You have to know why they're wrong. But this is what they're thinking. Says the Gemara, Ulu Ben Bukhri Nami. Why does Ben Bukhri permit them to bring a Machzis HaShekel? If he holds they're not chayiv, Kivon de lechatchil eloi mechayvi la'asuye, if they're not chayiv to give, ki ma'isi nami choytu. So it comes out that the money that they're contributing is not hekdesh, because they're giving it as a Machzis HaShekel. And if they're not chayiv to give a Machzis HaShekel, the Gemara's assumption at this point is that the Kedusha won't be chav. No different than if somebody is giving something, b'tnai, that it should be one category. Let's say somebody says, I'm being makdish this, al tanai, I'm being makdish in a cave, al tanai, it should be brought as a korban oilam. So the kedusha wouldn't be chal. If you make a condition that that's the only, if you're makdish in a cave, al dmei oilam, which we had, that's something else. But if you're makdish in a cave, you say, al tanai, that this goes to on the mizbeach for an oilam. And it can't go on the mizbeach for an oilam, so it reverts back to bichul. So Gemara is assuming that if, according to Ben Bukhri, a kohen is not chayef to give a machzor shekel, he does it anyway, and he's giving it as a machzor shekel, and it can't be toifis machzor shekel, because machzor shekel is something that's a chiv, can't bring it as a donation, so now it should be chum, if it's chum. So the carbon that's being bought with that money is lacking in its hakadosha. That's what the Gemara is assuming. K'mayu chum lazor? The Gemara says no. You're right. If the kohen would not know that he has to give it over to the tzibur, then it would be a problem. The kohen is giving it over. He's saying, listen, there's a donation. Let it go for whatever the tzibur is bringing a korban for. Oh, so now the Gemara is getting back to what we would, why our Mishnah had to say kohen. Because I would think that since a kohen is exempt according to Ben Bukhri, from Machzis HaShekel. See, he also would be exempt from Erech. It's a very difficult Havamin of the Gemara. Because it seems to be self-refuted from the whole Parsha of Erech. I mean, women are in the Parsha of Erech. They're not in the Parsha of Machzis HaShekel. Right? Pochos mi ben Chof. Anybody under 20 is in the Parsha of Erech. Erechin is from 30 days old. Right? So, it's the parish of Erechin, even though it's not in the parish of Machzis HaShekel. How could we even have a Havamina that the Erechin and Shkolim are intertwined, that only somebody who's Chayiv in Machzis HaShekel is in the parish of Erechin? What's even the Havamina of such a thing? But that's what the Gemara says. Min hoyu l'ksiv v'chol herka choyia b'shekel ha-kodesh, kol di yisa b'shkolim yisa b'erechin. V'hani kohanim, hoyov lesnu b'shkolim, lesnu b'erechin, komash malon. That's the Gemara. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that we don't say that. Okay, so in order to understand this Gemara, like I say, first of all, the maskon of the Gemara says komash malon, that not, the Gemara doesn't qualify exactly why. Several points here remain very unclear in the Gemara. Number one, Ben Bukhri brought down why the Kohanim felt they shouldn't bring a Machzis HaShekel. And he explained it very well. But he didn't explain why they're wrong. He explained everything well, but he said, Elo she Kohanim Dorshim, this is what they darshim, but they're making a mistake. Why are they making a mistake? Because they're right. So Rashi seems to give a shot in why the Kohanim are wrong. Rashi says, you look at Rashi, Divrei Amaschil Shelonahu, Rashi states, Sharei Mitrumas HaLishka Him Boim, V'im Anu Shoiklim LaLishka, and if we're going to put money into the Lishka, Nimsa, Mincha Soim Mushtei Alechem Lechem Aponim Yishelonu, it's going to belong to us, V'heich Necholim, Hoksiv Lo Yisoicha, it says don't eat. We don't hold of that drush. Why? The high quality of the Minchas Kohen Gvedes Aksiv, that Minchas Kohen is only talking about a Kohen, an individual Kohen. Avo be Minchas Tzibur Zubasimu. By a Tzibur, we don't go that way. We look at the Roiv. Rashi seems to imply, and this is the understanding that most have in Rashi, is that it's bottle, that the individual Kohanim, let us say that we have here 10,000 Kohanim that have contributed to Machzis HaShekel, they're bottle in the 500,000 Yisraelim. Bottle b'roiv. That's what Rashi seems to say. There's a slew of issues with learning Rashi that way. It's definitely the most simple way to learn. It's poshut. That's the way it reads. It's very, very difficult to read Rashi that way. The Shah Melech, And many question Rashi. And I really think we can ask even further than they're asking. Shlomo HaMelech has a basic question. Shlomo HaMelech says, what do you mean? My beya is not bottle. And this is very similar to what the Mishnah Melech discusses in Perek Vov and Hilchas Me'ilah, that a matbeya is not bottle. So Shlomo HaMelech wants to say, a matbeya is only not bottle midrabbanan. The whole din that a coin is not bottle, that's a din drabbanan. Midraisa, a coin is bottle. That's what he wants to say. No, it has to become bottle prior to that. In other words, the problem is that when we go and we buy a carbon, we're buying a carbon with money that belongs to the kohen. So Rashi seems to be saying that it became bottle b'roiv initially, and therefore, I'm not using the kohen's money. So the Avnim Eluim, the Ktsois, asks even further. He says he doesn't understand the whole concept of bittel. You know, when you're dealing with a bittel beroiv and matbeya, there are two types of bittel beroiv. There's bittel beroiv that we know of in Yoredeya. You have a piece of tray for meat, falls into a pot, you want to make it bottle beroiv. So there, you're not being mevatel the concept. You're being mevatel the metzius, that this piece in the veil now is bottle in the pot. Roiv of it is kosher, piece of meat is bottle. Nice and tam, it has to be, you need shishim to be mevatelet. But then there's something called a concept. A concept means where the object is not the ikker, it's what's being represented. So money, for instance, if I take a dollar from you, and I put it into my account, you came and you asked me to watch this dollar for a month. I come to you at the end of the month, I say, listen, you asked me for your dollar. I say, listen, your dollar became bottle. You gave me $100,000, I put it in the bank with my million. Now it's bottled to the million. Sorry, it's gone. Is that a taina? Of course it's not a taina, I'm saying. Why is it not a taina? Okay? It sounds crazy. But it's a gemara. The gemara says that moment is not bottled. The gemara says in the end of Be'ah. Moment is not bottled. What does the gemara mean? Money is a concept. Money reflects a value. Can't be mevatel my value. I have a value here. It's not a question of being mevatel. There's some kind of issur on this money. I'm mevatel this issur. It's a concept. Bailus is not bakel. Not shaykh to be mevatel bailus. Ask the ktsois. So what does it mean the kohen's money is bakel? The ktsois, by the way, asked this on another question. Because the Shaar Melech questions, how is a kotten allowed to give a machzis hashekel? This relates to Purim. You know, we give matzah shekel for the whole family. It's a big machloikis in the poskim. What age do you start providing a matzah shekel? And of course, it traces back to the original matzah shekel. The original matzah shekel is brought down in the Mishnah in Shkolim that a kotten can give a matzah shekel. Now, chayiv to give a matzah shekel. Give a matzah shekel. So the question is presented by the same Shaar HaMelech. A kotten can't be makne. Cotton can only be kaina, can't be makna. So how could a cotton be makna his coin to the tzibur? And again, the Shaar HaMelech says, the coin is bottle. The coin of the cotton is bottle. And again, the Avni Meluim, the Ktsai, says, what do you mean bottle? Ownership is not bottle. Okay? So that's a side issue. I'm not going to deal with the Machzor Shekel issue, maybe Purim time, we'll talk more about that. That's a side issue. Talking that now about the Inyan from the Koyet. Very hard to learn Bittel Beroiv. But I'll tell you that if you analyze this question, you scrutinize it, you'll realize that the kash is much, even more difficult than it's being presented. Even more difficult. Because I want to tell you if you take this line of reasoning, every carbon tzibur should be possible. It's a possible. Every carbon tzibur should be lacking in its shame carbon tzibur. I'll tell you why. I have a chiyuv to bring a carbon tamid. You have a chiyuv to bring a carbon tamid. The ganzer klal yisrael have a chiyuv to bring a carbon tamid. How do we bring a carbon tamid? I put in my machzor shekel. You put in your machzor shekel. He puts in his machzor shekel. We all put in a machzor shekel. Now, when the carbon is brought, it's brought for klal yisrael. What do you mean? Everybody's coin is batel b'loiv. Every coin. Reuven's coin, batel b'loiv. Shimon's coin, batel b'loiv. Levi's coin, batel b'loiv. Everybody's coin is batel b'loiv. So it's nobody's coin. Right? Who's rive? Who's the rive? Everybody's an individual. Oh! Elamai, the whole concept of rive is not applicable where each, the concept of bittel b'rive, and this is a much broader discussion, the concept of bittel b'rive is when you have conflicting elements. That's the concept of bittel b'rive. Bittel b'rive means I have a piece of iser that falls into a pot with heter, right? And now the heter could be mevatel the iser, because there's a battle between the two issues here. When you have two things that are not fighting each other, they don't become bottle. They complement each other. Not only they don't become bottle, they complement each other. The whole concept of the Korban Tzibur being brought from everybody's coins is that not that my coin is bottle, my coin is there, it's my coin. And your coin is there, it's your coin. And his coin is there. And even though Yidl's been gone a couple of years, his coin is there too. Everybody's coin is there. That's what it's all about. That's the Yesod. So, I understand what this, all these svaras of it being bottle, not being bottle, matbeya, all these nice Yeredeya svaras are only possible according to Ben Bukhri. Ben Bukhri holds a client doesn't have to give a machzis a shekel. So now the client threw a coin in that's a potential problem. It's like an outsider comes in and throws in a coin. Now he created a problem. We have a problem. We have a coin from a coin here. Oh, now we can say, is it bottle b'roiv? Is it not bottle b'roiv? Money. Yes, money, bottle. Not money, bottle. We can have a long discussion if it's bottle or not bottle. But we hold the didan. We hold the coin has to contribute a machzis a shekel. What do you mean, bottle? We need it. He's a contributor like everybody else is a contributor. You need to mevatel him. You have to be mevatel. You have to have him. We need him. The whole concept is a stira to say the coin has to give him machzis a shekel, but we have a problem with his coin, so we're mevatel, so it's like it's not here. That's a contradiction in any way. That doesn't flow. So to me, the severity of this problem is neir v'ayim. It's mamish neir v'ayim. And that's why I think it's when we learn our sugya, we have a much more serious issue in the way we hold than in Ben Bukhri. The way Ben Bukhri holds, we could ignore the Kayan's money. We could say the Kayan's money, and in conclusion, the Kayan's money is a donation. It's not called a Minchas Kayan. Kohen is giving a donation to the tzibur. But Lididan, Rashi's coming to answer us. Rashi says, what about us? Ulididan less lon hachtrosha. The high kolotiyah b'milchas kohen gredosahu. Avul milchas tzibur zubasahu. The whole thing is a pliya. Mamish a pliya. Okay, so that's one part that's difficult. Then the conclusion of the sugya, where the Gemara, and this is really the maskana of the Gemara, at this point, this part of the Gemara doesn't really change. I mean, the Gemara changes for a different reason. But the Gemara says that I would think a kohen doesn't have to give a machzis, doesn't have to get duerichin, because he's potter from the machzis, a shekel according to Ben Bukhri. Kamash Milan, that not. So on that we said, it's also very appella. Women are potter from machzis, a shekel. Anybody under 20 is potter from machzis, a shekel. So how could you have a Havamina, and we know that they are in the Parsha of Erechen, how could you have a Havamina otherwise? So, I think in order to give a beer in this, Naftali, do we have the Yashiv in the back there, or it's here? You got it in the back? Rebel Yashiv brings down a famous Shaila, which Tachronim have, or Kivegas is a Shaila, about whether a woman has to daven musaf. And it's shkech. based on the same line of reasoning. If a woman is potter from Machzis HaShekel, potentially she's potter from davening. So he says, he brings down here the Shaila from Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega may be me absomim rosh to noshim peturis mi musa av kivon sheinon b'machzis hashek. And now he says, Rav Yashav asks a great question. He asks, according to Reb Kivega, that a woman is potter from Musaf. He says, if that's the case, kein ze yesh lahachshis l'ben buchri. According to Reb Kivega, a Kohen doesn't have Musaf. Kohen should be potter from Musaf. The Akahalim to Machzis HaShekel, kein mishkar that is, he's potter from Musaf. El HaKocha Soch Leimah, the Gam Misha'ini b'Machzis HaShekel, Harei b'chlal kobonis hatzibu. Rav Lezer Yudel, in his Tshuvas, has a shaila if you could put up a boy between age 13 and 20 as a bal tefillah for Musaf. Because he also is potter from Machzis HaShekel. So maybe he should be potter from Musaf. The same concept. It's obviously a pella to learn that way. So the question is, How do we rectify this concept of what the Gemara seems to be saying? The Gemara seems to be saying that anybody who's potter from the Machzis HaShekel is not part of the Korban. It seems to be what the Gemara is saying. And if that's the case, Reb Kivega is right. So I think, in order to explain this, I brought in a tshuva from the Prima Gordon. Fascinating tshuva he wrote. And I think it sheds light on the sugi here. We know that what would be, let me ask you a different shaila. What would be somebody was an oinus? One year they were an oinus. They didn't bring a machzis hashekel. They didn't bring one. Are they yotze that year the korbanos? The answer is yes. Not only that yotze, the Gemara says that when they were meirim from the Lishka, they had in mind those people that didn't make it yet, they didn't get here yet, they had in mind everybody. What does that mean? They had in mind the people that were... let's make this, what does that mean? So I think that the pshat is very simple. The fact that something is a carbon fiber is one issue. A talmud by definition is a carbon fiber. So when a carbon talmud is brought, it's brought for Klal Yisrael. Whether Klal Yisrael contributed or Klal Yisrael didn't contribute. There's another halacha that since I'm chayiv in a carbon fiber, I have to contribute towards it. But it's not that the lack of the contribution makes that it's not my carbon. It's my carbon by definition, the fact that it's a carbon fiber. And I'm part of the fiber of Klal Yisrael. The carbon is for me too. The Torah instituted Chayvus for you to be mishtatef in that carbon. Now, woman, the Torah didn't give such a chayvus. They're potter from contributing. We still brought the carbon for the Noshim too. It's not that we didn't bring a carbon for the Noshim. We still brought a carbon for Pachas ben Chav. It's a carbon talmud. It's for every Jew. Every Gadol. That's chayv in a carbon. This is for them. There's different levels. There's a tax. There's a tax that you have to pay. That tax is generally imposed upon those that are obligated in the carbon, but the Torah limited it. Didn't put it onto women, and it didn't put it onto them. But, Aval Pekain, when we bring the carbon for the woman, by definition, she owns that carbon, because it's a carbon seba. Every Jew has a chelik in the carbon. Whether you put in your dollar or you didn't put in your dollar. You have a shaychus to that carbon. Now, if you put in the coin, you are also mekayim your mitzvah from Machzis HaShekel. You mekayim your mitzvah from contributing for the carbon. And if you didn't put in the coin, you weren't mekayim your mitzvah of contributing to the carbon. But it's still your carbon. Yeah, it's still your carbon. It's your carbon because you're part of Klal Yisrael. The Torah said that this is a carbon shel Klal Yisrael. That's it. It's Gans Klal Yisrael's carbon. So Mamela, and every Jew has to financially have a shaykhis to this carbon. So that's going to happen whether you put in the money or not. It's like Zochon Lodom Shaloi Befanov. Every carbon seba belongs to you too. And this, by the way, this answers so many questions because we know that Moses ain't in kindness according to one mandama. One mandama in the Gemara holds money is not even a kingin. It's not even a way to be kind to something. So the money anyway doesn't make it yours. So Elamai, the money is a different halacha that you have to contribute money. But either way, it becomes monetarily connected to you. Now I want to tell you like this. Kohanim also are part of the carbon seba. But by the Kohanim we can declare, is it because it's their money that it's called the carbon Kohanim, or is it there's something else? So listen to a Primi Gadim. Primi Gadim says, Nifian is daiting nire. Da afilu hoya alocha ki ben buchri. Da hakahanim enom chayovim lishkoil. Listen to this. Mikomokoi. Hakohanim shayachim ba'oisoi avoidu shel tzibul hakriva. Beautiful Primi Gadol. He says the carbon tzibur connects to Klal Yisrael by it belonging to them. And to the Kohanim because they're the Oivdim. It's two different channels of connecting to the Korban Tzibur. Klal Yisrael have a monetary connection to the Korban, and the Kohen has his Avoider that connects him to the Korban. V'arei Yisrael v'Kohanim heim k'moy shutfim po'oisei k'bonois. Yisrael b'moy, say him. The Jew has a connection through his money. V'akohanim v'avoidosa. La'akriv ha'korbonos. The Ein Yisrael Yecholim la'akrivim. Comes out, according to the Primi Gadim, there's a tremendous difference between woman and Pachzmi ben Chof and a Kohen. A Kohen is exempt from the whole monetary end of the korban. The Torah said, you Kohen, your partnership is not monetary. You have the spiritual contribution. That's your connection. Klai still have the monetary connection. The woman is parted from the Machzis HaShekel, but she does have a monetary connection to the carbon. Because there's only two ways to connect to the carbon. Either it's monetarily connected to you, because you're the Omer Avoda. That connects you to the carbon. So the woman and the guy less than 20, they're parted from the tax. They get a freebie. They get a shutfis monetarily without the contribution. And the Kohen does not. The Kohen doesn't need the financial contribution. The whole shakl of Atariya of our Gemara is only on that end. On that end, the Gemara is saying that I would think that a Kohen, since he's exempt from the monetary element of the Korban, of the Machzor Shekel, so therefore he's exempt from the monetary parish of Erchim. So what are the Achronim asking? But a woman is exempt, and a less than 20 is exempt. Yeah, but they're not exempt from the monetary end of the carbon. They're only exempt from the contribution end. They still have a momentous bias on the carbon. And that's why they were never even part of the shakl of Atari of the Gemara. Now we can also understand why it's not a problem of a minchas koyin kol tia. Because a minchas koyin kol tia is only going to be a problem in a case where the koyin's connection to the carbon is an individual. But the koyin's connection to the carbon sibur, even the way we hold that a koyin does contribute to Machzis HaShekel, even though not like Ben Bukhri, we hold a koyin does contribute. But still, as I explained, the carbon is being brought for the sibur of Klal Yisrael, not for the people that contributed. And therefore, it's not called a milchus kohen. Because the kohen is not an individual. His shaykhus to this korban is not as the individual who donated money. His shaykhus to this korban is he's part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, not a tzibur of kohanim. The tzibur is a different entity. Even the kohen, when he's wearing his hat as a tzibur, is not a kohen. He's tzibur. So if you ask the kohen, what's my shaychus to this korban tomet? Because tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'amalt aleim is korbani lachmi. That's my shaychus here. So since that's my connection, it's not a minchas kohen. And that's what Rashi says. It's only by a kohen proti that we have this issue. The Ramban, in the Fakert, the only issue was according to Ben Bukhri, who holds that the kohen is throwing in a coin, now he's almost establishing his own separate, he doesn't have to give a machzer shekel. He's established, he's owning, he's buying a piece of this mincha as an individual. Then there could be a potential problem. Maybe, perhaps there would be a potential problem. But Rashi says the way we hold minchas kohen kol tiyah is not applicable to a korban tzibur, because the connection that every yid has to that korban is not the fact that he put in money. So the fact that the kohen put in money or didn't put in money has nothing to do with it. His connection is the way we hold halacha l'maaseh, is because we hold that Gan's Klai Yisrael are connected to the korban as a tzibur. And you should know that the Ramban himself in Chumash in Parshas VeYikra, when the pasuk says v'chol minchas koyin kol tiyeh, he doesn't bring down our Gemara. He just says, what about the korban oimer and shtei alechem? And that almost Ben Bukhri's question. And he says that's tzibur. That's something different. Which really, what it really means is a tzibur is not Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. A tzibur is a new entity, like we had in Tmura, Ein tzibur meis. No tzibur dies. Otherwise, a chata shemesu balea goes lemisa. Right? So we had a shaila. Every time Klal Yisrael bring a korban chatas, somebody died. One of the contributors who put in the machzer shekel died. How could you bring a chatas on Rish Chodesh? Chata shemesu balea. The Gemara says no. Ein tzibur meis. What do you mean, ain't tzibur meis? Somebody from the tzibur died. Yeah, but it's not brought for any individual. It's brought for the banner called tzibur. And there's no such thing. If the ganze tzibur was kohenim, then we would say it's a tzibur of kohenim. But being that that's not the case, we can't differentiate within the tzibur and say there's partners that are kohenim. Either we have to say it's a tzibur of kohenim, or we have to say it's a tzibur. That's not kohenim. Zokt Rashi, since it's a korban tzibur, so there's no problem in minchas kohen. If it would be a tzibur of kohenim, we'd have a problem. Because then it's a tzibur of kohenim. It's not a tzibur of kohenim. It's a tzibur. And the kohenim represent only a minority. And therefore, when we make a definition on the korban, shutfis is not an option. It's not like we have an option to say this korban is a korban of shutfim. That's not even an option. We're going to say this is a korban tzibur. It's one name it has, tzibur. Now, what tzibur? Who is the tzibur? So, Rashi, there's no way in the world that we're going to say it's a tzibur of kohanim, because it's not a tzibur of kohanim. Are there kohanim that are part of the tzibur? Absolutely. But the korban is a korban tzibur. It is. Rashi says that they are wrong. He says, what is that? Ben Bukhri also says that they're wrong. Ben Bukhri also says that they're wrong. That's all. 100%. Who? Well, even according to Ben Bukhri, you mean? We hold anyway a kohen has to give a machzer shekel. So he's saying according to Ben Bukhri. According to the Primi Gadim's interpretation of Ben Bukhri, it could, although you could say weiter the same idea, even according to Ben Bukhri, if a Jew didn't contribute, he's still connected, right? So it's just a question of who the Torah taxed. So the Torah didn't tax the kohen. Either this kohen got a mum. The Primi Gadim is just explaining, why didn't the Torah tax the Kohanim, according to Ben Bukhri? That's the explanation. So now it answers all the questions. Musa, of course, applies to everybody. Because the Korban Tzibur applies to everybody. The Korban Tziva doesn't only apply to the contributors of the Machzis HaShekel. The whole Reb Kivega's question is based on the fact, if you hold, that the Korban Tziva is only brought for those that contribute the Machzis HaShekel. That's the whole basis of the question. But the way we're learning, the fact that the Tziva connects to the Korban is independent of whether they contributed. That's a separate issue. No, and not the Koyanim. Absolutely. Yeah, because we're buying it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Every Jew is part of the Korban Tziva. Every single Jew. Because they're not. They don't do the Avodah, exactly. The Primi Godim is explaining that the Kohanim did the Avodah, so according to Ben Bukhri, they had a separate connection to the Korban. The Shevet Kohanim had a separate contribution. That's what he's saying. No, because I'm telling you, because if Lo Yitzur, it was Roiv Shevet Kohanim, then there would be a logic to say that we would call this, which we find in Shas, a Tzibur of Kohanim. Tzibur just means, the fact something is a Korban Tzibur, means we can't any longer label it as an individual, or even as a Shutfis. This is really what the Ragach of Agon explains, the difference between Shutfim and Tzibur. He says Shutfim means, Shutfim, exactly, Shutfim means that I have a piece and you have a piece. But it's really, it's a fragmented bilus. Tzibur means, there's one entity called Tzibur. Now, you technically, if the whole Klal Yisrael were Kohanim, let's say the whole Klal Yisrael were Kohanim, so it would be a Tzibur of Kohanim. It would be a Minchas Kohanim. It would be Kohanim, which are a Tzibur. Tzibur forces us to make a definition, rather than to classify different parts of the Korban. That's what Tzibur forces us. Tzibur forces us to make a, and this answers another question, by the way. The Gemara says in Zevachim that a Tzibur could never bring a Mincha. A Shutfis could never bring a Mincha. Mincha is not Kam B'Shutfis. A Mincha cannot Kam B'Shutfis. So the obvious question is, what do you mean every Korban Tzibur? Mincha is Tzibur. That's not Shutfis. That's not Shutfis. It's Tzibur. Tzibur is one entity. And that's what Rashi's saying. So if already we have to, if we have to determine what this entity is, we're not going to go by the Yechidim. It's Pashat. Well, that's what we're just discussing, yes. According to Ben Bukhri. That would mean, the Mokum to Esther Shiloh would be, according to the Primi Godim's interpretation of Ben Bukhri, would a Kohen who can't do Avodah have to contribute? That's what your question is. Okay. Says the Gemara, Omar le'abaye, hay v'chol erke chol l'chol erichin sh'atamarech lo yepchusim yisela. Why, you are telling me that there's some kind of connection between erichin and nedarim and shkolim. We learn out something else from there. We learn out that even somebody who cannot afford, there's a parasha of Hesed Yad, somebody who cannot afford the Erech, he's allowed to give a Sela, one Sela, in place of whatever he obligated himself to. Let's say he said an Erech of somebody who's 50 Slayim. If he can only afford, there's a Hesed Yad, which we're going to learn about. It's like a scholarship, you know, so he can't afford it, so you give him a lower fee. So we learn out from there. V'chol erke choyer b'shekel, we learn out that the minimum is a Sela. So it has nothing to do with Machzis HaShekel. That's the Gemara's question. Elam Abay Yitzrich. Salka daitech amin oyelu ksivu piduyov mi ben chodesh tifteh pe'erkecho. Since the Torah put together Erechin and Pidyon HaBen, called the Iso be'Pidyon HaBen, Iso be'Erechin. V'hani kohani, hoyel v'lesnu be'Pidyon HaBen, lesnu be'Erechin komash malon. Very difficult, Havamina. Why would you think that? We'll go on, we'll see, we touched on this in the Hagdoma to the Masechta. But really, that Hagdoma that we went into is clarifies this whole sugya. Because here the Gemara's first havamin is that somebody who's not in the parasha pidyon haben doesn't have erech. What's the connection? Number two, the Gemara says, Oma le rova, ela meyato gabi el ha'osham. By el ha'osham it also says, ves ha'shamo yovi la'shem ayil tomi min atzoin be'erkecha. This is by Keren v'chaymish and Osham. Over there it also says, erkecha. Hachanami, you're going to tell me the opposite. If somebody who's not an erech and doesn't bring a korban Osham, called the Isay Be'erich and Isa Be'el Osham Tumtum Van Droigenes to Lesnu Be'erich and Lesnu Be'el Osham. Elo Amarovo Vitemer Ravashi Yitzvich Salkadai Dechamine Hoy Luxiv Emidei Lufnei HaKoyen. Since it says Emidei Lufnei HaKoyen, so I would say Loi Koyen Lufnei Koyen. Also very strange Havamin. It says Emidei Lufnei HaKoyen. So I would say not a Koyen Lufnei Koyen. Well, what's that mean? Why not? What would be, why would there be such a mashmoiz doshin? Kamash malon, that not. Says the Gemara, Nerochim la'asuye menuval u'mukashchin. And this ultimately, by the way, is the maskana. The Gemara says, what does it mean, hakol nerochim? It's coming to include somebody who doesn't have a market value. Menuval u'mukashchin. Mino animili. The Tanu Rabbanan we learned in a brisa be'erkecha lohavi erech stam. Somebody just says, I want to give an erech, he doesn't say any amount. We'll see what that includes. Dover achar be'erkecha erech kuloi hunoisein v'loi erech evorim. You don't give an erech for evorim. Yochol, you would think shani moitzi av dover shana shama tuluyavoi. Even an aver which the neshama is tuluya. Tamaloymar, nefoshois, so an aver with the neshama needs to live is included. Another drasha is nefoshois for loy hameis. Coming to exclude a mace, if you say an erech on a mace, what about a goises? Oitzias a mace, for loy oitzias a goises. Maybe a person who's dying would not be mismayet. Tamaloymar vehemed veherech, a person has to be able to be evaluated. Kol sheyesh noy b'hamodo, yesh noy b'harocha. Kol sheyene b'hamodo, ene b'harocha. Now here, first thing we have to understand is why would there be a havamina that pidyon haben should play a role in erech, and why would there be a havamina that you need a kohen to be marach a yisroel rather than a yisroel marach a kohen marach a kohen? Also needs clarity. And finally, the Gemara here has a havamina that if a person made an erech on an aver, he would also have to give erech. Why would you give erech? Why in the world would you give erech for an aver? First of all, an aver can't be better than a tumtum and androgynous. An aver is not a zohar or an akeva, it's an aver. An aver is just an aver. Why do I need a separate... There's a separate miut that has to be a nefesh. And an aver is not a nefesh. Let's say an aver is a nefesh. But it's an aver. The Torah didn't give a parasha of erechin on an aver. The Torah gave a parasha of erechin on a person. And a zohar and a nekeva. The Torah didn't give an aver. So if you look at the Toysus says, erech kuloi hu noisen vein noisen erech evorim. The salkedaitach lerbuye, I would think to include it, mishum da'odom yodea dein erech le'evorim, the gomar va'omar l'shem kol evorim kulam. Okay, so that's one havamina. That's sort of easier to understand. Tois is saying that we're going to have a sugya next week, which discusses this concept that sometimes we basically say you didn't mean what you said. So when you said erech, the yad, you meant the whole body. Maybe. That's one havamin. So that havamin, at least, we can understand such a havamin. But then Tosfos says an unbelievable chiddush, which is the way most of the Rishonim learn, like Tosfos' second teretz. He says, v'oid yesh lema, salkata et chamina, hoyu v'isnu evorim bedomim, isnu hu nami be'erech. This is wild. Tosfos says that there's a havamin that since we find that a person could say demei aver alai, and he has to give that money. So if he says demei, he says erech aver alai, should also be included. That's mamish a plea. That's a plea. Because that, we know already from the get-go, that erechin and the dorm are two different things. You can make domim on anything. You make domim on a table. Erechin is very rigid. Atumtum is no good and androgynous is no good. There are certain ages. What's the shaykhis? This is mamish a plea. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes here, on Ois Yud Aleph, he asked the same question that Tosfos asked, Tema, Ma tzorech kro l'mutei erech evorim? Haloi ksiv bikro elo erech nefoshes. The Torah b'chlal doesn't talk about any erech other than nefoshes. V'yishloim edesal kadayit echamina kivon di'isei b'domim iso b'erechin. The kivon the isay be'erichin yoev erich kuloi. This is the rush, which is like the second teretz in Tosfos. But again, it's a pella. We know that erichin doesn't work like nedarim. The question is gevaldik, but what's the teretz? The question is mamish gevaldik. The question is that you can only give an erech on a body, and a specific body, a zohar and a keva. What's going on? But if we go back, if we revert back to how we started the Masechta with the Chazon Ish and many others, this sugya will become clear as well, because we explained that erech in a nedarim is not just a question of a different evaluation. That by nedarim you evaluate the value. And by Erechin, there's a flat fee, which is definitely the simplistic way to learn is that Erechin is a flat fee, and in Durim, there's a assessed fee. That's not an appraisal done. But we explained that that's not the pshat. We said that by Erechin, it's different. Erechin is a hakdosha. When you give an Erech to a person, it's as though that person takes on a kedusha, and you're redeeming that kedusha that's here. And we said it's not a difficult to understand how that works. We went through the whole barichas, how you could be makdush another person. And the explanation is that the other person has no impact. There's no negative impact on the other person. Just like pidyon haben is that way. When you have pidyon haben, until you do pidyon haben, the person doesn't have kedusha. Although they have Kedusha, they don't have any negative impact from that Kedusha. It's not like they can't, there are those who say a Bechor is like Osir Begizav Avoida. If you have a boy that wasn't redeemed, so you can't hire him for a work. I mean, it's obviously not the Halach. The Halach is there's no Kedusha. Just a din pidyon. So when you go and you make an Erech, what you're really doing is capturing a Kedushas Erech that this person can have. So, right away we understand from beginning until the end. Number one, I would think that this type of Kedusha maybe is only by a Bechor. Somebody has Pinyin Aben. A Kohen doesn't have such a Kedusha. Why doesn't a Kohen have Kedusha's Pinyin Aben? Either because he's already Kaddish. We could give all kinds of svaras why a Kohen is exempt from Pinyin Aben Kedusha. The Havamina would be, Erechin is also that way. Just like the Kedusha of Pinyin HaBen is not Chal on a Kohen, so the Kedusha of Erechin is not Chal on a Kohen. Which really goes arm in arm with the next drosha of Yisroel by a Kohen and not a Kohen a Kohen. It's the same type of a drosha. Who says that a Kohen captures that Kedusha, forget Pinyin HaBen, even if not for Pinyin HaBen. We knocked out Pinyin HaBen. So what? In conclusion, when the Gemara talks about Evorim, what the Gemara is saying is like this. Once you give Kedusha to a person, which we learn out from the Dorim, that you could give Kedusha to an Aver, so the Havamina would be that the Kedusha, when I redeem the Erech, I'm anyway not redeeming the value of the person. So not that there's a flat value on the person. There's a kedusha that's being put onto the person. It's called kedushas erichin, right? And when I redeem it, I'm not removing the value that this person has, the erich value that this person has. I'm removing a kedusha that I put on them, which was a kedushas erichin. So I would think, therefore, if I make a kedushas erich on an aver, which is part of a zocha, right? So now I have to redeem it. Because Lamaisa, whenever I'm makdish a zocher, whenever I make an erich on a zocher, I'm not being makdish his value. I'm throwing a kedusha on him, like I would do on a behemah, lahavdil. So by a behemah, we know you can give kedusha to an aver, now you have to be poyed to the behemah. So now I gave kedusha to this person, who's a zocher. Absolutely. No, it's not. It's a concept. That's what I'm saying. Kedushas Erechin is a concept. It's a concept of Kedusha. It's not the person has no Kedusha. Any difference in that individual? Is there any difference in that individual? From the way they were till now, today or tomorrow? No. Can you use that person still? Yes. Can you ask him for a cup of coffee? Are you being moil behektish? No. So what happened? The Torah said that if you put on a Kedushas Erech on this person, so you have to redeem it back for 5 selah, for 30 selah, for 50 selah. Right? So the Havamina would be that since anyway, the reason why I'm paying the money is not an exchange for value, it's a redemption. So once I put a Kedushas Erech on a person, on any part of them, doesn't make a difference. Now there's a Kedusha called Erech and here I have to redeem it. Kamash will know. That's the Chiddush of Nefashas. That no, the Erech does have to associate with the whole person. But if not for that, I would say, I just have to say, if I would tell you, Harei lift des Erekecha, I would have to do it. Even though I didn't associate it to any part of your body. So now I threw Erechin on this person. And Afkamin, if I threw it on their arm or on their leg, I'm not redeeming that the arm or the leg. I'm redeeming the Kedushas Erech. Again, the question is, so let me qualify this. The question is, the only, in conclusion, why doesn't it work? The reason why it doesn't work is because the Torah imposed that when you make an erichin, you have to connect it to the whole person. Right? If not for that, in other words, there is no mechanical problem here. The problems that we were asking were really not problems. We were asking, what do you mean? A zocher and a keva? Those are all not problems. Because I'm not redeeming the value of the person, or even the erich value of the person. I'm redeeming the kedushas erichin. So technically, I don't care where the kedushas erichin is. I want a kedushas erich to be chal on your nose. What difference where it's what I'm redeeming is the concept of the kedushas erichin that I'm putting on you. Put on your head, I put on your flag, I put on your, who cares where I put it? Right? Exactly. Elamai, without a pasuk of nefashis, I would say taka, you could put it on the hand, on the leg, who cares where you're putting it? Right? So Tois is saying, but why would I think that? In other words, why in Svor would I say, oh, the Torah is not makbid where you put it? The fact that the Torah said, no dar be'erkecha, the Torah was trying to say that the mechanism of triggering the Kedushas Erech is not more stringent than the mechanism of making a nether. And just like by making a nether, you don't have to associate it to the whole person. So the Torah was putting together in the Nedarim and Erechin to tell you, Erechin, you can also do it that way. Absolutely. All the Gemara is saying is the fact that the Torah used the Lashon Neder in the Parsha of Erechin lends itself to freedom of establishing the Chalois of Erechin. Of course, on a person, because you need a person. Of course, it has to be a zocher. And of course, it needs everything else that we know about Erechin. But the Torah used one term, which is very generic. Why did the Torah use that term? To tell me you can throw the Erechin on the person using a very flexible lashon. No, it says, yeah, it's not for the same reason. The fact that the Torah used terminology of making a chalois erech, and the Torah used the terminology, which is a generic terminology, terminology that has no limitation. So I would think there's no limitation in how you bestow kedushas erechin on who? Of course, on the limited scope of erechin. But the mechanism of creating it, says the Gemara, no. The fact that it said erech nefashos, the Torah further limited not only on what erechin is chal, but on how you establish the erechin. And it can only be established to the nefesh, not to the aver of the person. That's all. That's all. Okay, we'll stop. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, for next week, we're going to the sugya here on Amud Beis. We're going to finish off the Nefashos Rabbos, which is a brief sugya on the bottom here, which we already had in this past week's year. You should look up Reb David Soloveitchik that we asked to look up this week. And we're going to be doing the sugya primary. This Amud Beis is a chazora, really, of Amud Aleph. So we're going to be going into the bottom of the daf, the sugya of it starts on Kvoidai. Tumtum Vandraganis, that part, Dover Acha, right after the Dover Acha. Lo Yeheyel Dmei Dikla. So we're going to basically be going until the top of Heyom and Aleph. Ragl Shel Zuoilate Kuloyel. And we'll post up the Mar Makaymis on the Sugya.